Today, we'd like to see the title of Absalom's death in 2 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 to 33. To the souls on this online or through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 2, then David sent out 1/3 of the people under the hand of Joab, 1/3 under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and 1/3 under the hand of Ittai, the Kittite. And the king said to the people, I also will surely go out with you myself. What does it mean in the leader's relationship with David, and what can we learn from here? Question 2 in verse 14. Then Joab said, I cannot linger with you. And he took 3 spears in his hand and thrust them through Absalom's heart while he was still alive in the midst of the terebinth tree. Explain Joab's immediate action without thinking, and how can we apply it to our lives? Last question in verse 33. Then the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber of the gate and wept. And as he went, he said this, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died in your place, O Absalom, my son. Explain David's present heart to Absalom in their father-son long relationship. And what can we learn from here? Here, the map here, right here is Mahanaim. So upstairs there is the Gilead. Mahanaim was given the name. Mahanaim's name was named by Jacob, meaning this is God's camp. When Jacob was fleeing from his uncle Laban, Laban overlooked him in the mountains of Gilead and caught up with him at Mahanaim and had threatened him, trying to return the household idols. But Laban did not find the idols through search. So that was Jacob's name there. All cross reference right there. In the last time, in 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26-29, so Israel and Absalom encamped in the land of Gilead. Now it happened when David had come to Mahanaim, that Shobi, the son of Nahashi from Rabbah of the people of Amnon, Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodebar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite from Rogelim, brought baths and basins, earthen vessels, and with the barley and flour, parched grain and beans, lentils and parched seeds, honey and curds, sheep and cheese of the herd, for David and the people who were with him to eat. For they said, the people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. Absalom and his soldiers were on the land of Gilead in northbound, while David and his soldiers were at Mahanaim in southbound, see the above map. Verse 1, and David numbered the people who were with him and set captains of thousands and captains, hundreds of them. Then David sent out 1/3 of the people under the hand of Joab, 1/3 under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and 1/3 under the hand of Ittai, the Gittites. And the king said to the people, I also will surely go out with you myself. Question 1, David, verse 2. David had been shaken by Absalom's rebellion, but now he charged the three leaders of the three troops against the pursuing troops of Absalom. The two sons of David's sister, Zeruiah, were Joab, Abishai. Ittai was the one who had just recently come from Gath. David encouraged him to stay in Jerusalem, fleeing from Absalom's rebellion. But he told David, as the Lord lives, and as my Lord the king lives, surely in whatever place my Lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also your servant will be. He used to be likely a general of the Philistine armies defeated by David. Now he was faithful to David. It's learned that the steward of God requires to be faithful to God. Or cross-reference right there. Verse 3, but the people answered, you shall not go out, for if we flee away, they will not care about us, nor if half of us die, will they care about us. But you are worth 10,000 of us now, for you are now more help to us in the city. Then the king said to them, whatever seems best to you, I will do. So the king stood beside the gate. All the people went out by hundreds and by thousands. 5. Now the king had commanded Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, saying, deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captain's orders concerning Absalom. David still had a love for his son Absalom, although he as a rebellious son was right now in the midst of his rebellion of his father David. David said, deal gently for my sake with this young man Absalom. That's like the father's heart to a son who wasted his possession with prodigal living and repent. The son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. This is the father's heart. How about God the Father's heart to us, like the prodigal son? He gave only begotten son Jesus for us. All cross-reference right there. Verse 6, so the people went out into the field of battle against Israel, and the battle was in the woods of Ephraim. The people of Israel were overthrown there before the servants of David, and a great slaughter of 20,000 took place there that day. For the battle, they were just scattered over the face of the whole countryside, and the youths devoured more people that day than their sword devoured. Verse 9, then Absalom met the servant of David. Absalom rode on a mule. The mule went under the thick boughs of a great terebinth tree, and his head caught in the terebinth. So he was left hanging between heaven and earth, and the mule which was under him went on. Absalom's long hair got hung up in the bough of the tree. Because the mule kept going, he just got lifted off. Now a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, I just saw Absalom hanging in a terebinth tree. So Joab said to the man who told him, you just saw him, And why did you not strike him there to the ground? I would have given you 10 shekels of silver and a belt. 12. But the man said to Judah, though I were to receive 1,000 shekels of silver in my hand, I would not raise my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing, the king commanded you and Abishai and Ittai, saying, beware lest anyone touch the young man Absalom. The man refused to kill Absalom against David's commandment in verse 5. Deal gently, even with the 1,000 shekel of silver, the reverse. 13. Otherwise, I would have dealt falsely against my own life, for there is nothing hidden from the king, and you yourself would have set yourself against me. Question 2, verse 14. Then Joab said, I cannot linger or take a long time with you. And he took 3 spears in his hand and thrust them through Absalom's heart while he was still alive in the midst of the terebinth tree. Joab's immediate thrust through Absalom's heart in the midst of the terebinth tree with 3 spears without response to his subordinate refusal. If doers often do rush into action without thinking because they don't care whether or not it is right or lawful. Even Caleb of Judah tribe, as a believer, immediately asked his brother Simeon without asking God's direction. Because he did what was right in his own eyes at that moment with his flesh rather than by the Spirit. But God wants us always to communicate with Him through prayer, loving a reason. So, before doing whatever, we should seek Him for His counsel. Or cross-reference right there. Verse 50, and then 10 young men who bore Joab's armor surrounded Absalom and struck and killed him. Then is 16, so Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing Israel, for Joab held back the people. And they took Absalom and cast him into a large pit in the woods, and laid a very large heap of stones over him. Then all Israel fled, everyone to his tent. Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and set up a pillar for himself, which is in the king's valley. For he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. He called the pillar after his own name. And to this day, it is called Absalom's Monument. Today, as we pass by Kidron Valley in the right side of Moriah Mountain, the tomb of Absalom is located in the southeast corner of the dome, the rock in Jerusalem. Then is 19. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said, let me run now and take the news of the king, how the Lord has avenged him of his enemies. And Joab said to him, you shall not take the news this day, for you shall take the news another day. But today you shall take no news, because the king's son is dead. Then Joab said to Cushite, go tell the king what you have seen. So the Cushite bowed himself to Joab and ran. Here, 20 up to 32. In verse 28, Ahimaaz delivered the news of the victory of the rebels. Only Israel had delivered up the men and lifted up their hand against my lord, the king. While in verse 33, Cushi delivered the news, Absalom's death. All who rise against you to do harm, be like a dead young man. Verse 22, and Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said again to Joab, but whatever happens, please let me also run after the Cushites. So Joab said, why will you run, my son, since you have no news ready? But whatever happens, he said, let me run. So he said to him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of a plain and outran the Cushites. Now David was sitting the roof of the gate to the wall, lifted his eyes and looked, and there was a man running along. Then the watchman cried out, told the king, and the king said, if he's alone, there was news in his mouth, and he came rapidly and drew near. Then the watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called of the gatekeeper and said, there is another man running along. And the king said, he also brings news. So the watchman said, I think the running of the first is like running Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, he is a good man and comes with good news. So Ahimaaz called out, said to the king, all is well. Then he bowed down with his face to the earth before the king and said, blessed be the Lord your God, who has delivered up the man who raised their hand against my lord the king. The king said, is the king man Absalom safe? Ahimaaz answered, when Joab sent the king's servant and me, your servant, I saw great tumult, but I did not know what it was about. And the king said, turn aside and stand here. So he turned aside and stood still. Just then Cushite came. And Cushite said, there is good news, my lord the king. For the Lord have avenged you this day of all those who arose against you. And the king said to Cushite, is the young man Absalom safe? So the Cushite answered, may the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise against you to do harm be like a dead young man. Then the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber of the gate and wept. And as he went, he said this, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom. If only I had died in your place, O Absalom, my son, my son. Question 3. David was wailing, lamenting over the death of his son. David had a great cause to hate Absalom, and yet his love prevailed. Absalom was a rebel. He had rebelled against his father. Yet David's love for him was deep, and David was forgiving Absalom. He is a type of us who have rebelled against God, against the authority of God, and against the words of God, and yet God loves us. David's love was so great for Absalom that David had wished that he could be died in Absalom's stead. The thing that David desired but could not die in Absalom's stead. But God did do for us in that Jesus died in our stead in order to redeem us unto God. Such love, such deep love which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, how much more love to our God, the Father, than to a human father's love. David committed a sexual sin, the adultery with Bathsheba, and killed Uriah, her husband. The sin immediately affected to his family, but his sin was forgiven by God upon his repentance because of God's mercy endures forever. The sin affected to his sons. Amnon's rape, his half-sister Tamar, Absalom's killing Amnon, David was saddened by Absalom, reconciled after 4 years in Jerusalem. But Absalom's bitterness grew up, his rebellion against David. It's learned that, if possible, don't commit sin. But if we commit sin, confess it as soon as possible to him. Ask the Lord the wisdom to reduce the sin's immediate consequences to others. Don't provoke your children, but bring them up in the training and admonishing of the Lord. We cover all three questions. You may see all mission effort to deliver the words of God, you know, according to God's great commission. Teach all nations, make disciples and baptisms and so on. So here, keep on prayer for Peru and other Latin America to turn back to the truth. So we plan to go to a mission tour May 20 up to May 28. Let's sing all together, Worship Maranatha song.